Weekdays from 5am, Breakfast with Richard King.
Alrighty, we normally catch up with our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick, on a Tuesday morning. We couldn't do that yesterday, unfortunately, but he's with us this morning. And a reminder, Stephen's got a wonderful website, Tech Guide, one word, techguide.com.au. And the man himself, our IT and gadget guru, is on the line. Stephen Fenwick, good morning.
Morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. And you'd be happy. The Rabbitohs, your mighty Rabbitohs, got a win last weekend. Yeah,
it was all right. I was out there. Actually, a bit more effort, mate. It was a bit more the South Sydney we know and love. So they're moving in the right direction.
Yep, and I think you got the bye this weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, got the week off, mate. So that's another 2 points in the bag.
All right. And look, I noticed you did post on X, formerly known as Twitter, about how expensive the food was at a Coors Stadium for that game.
It's expensive to begin with, but what got my goat was that, you want to buy a pie or a hot dog or something at the footy, and you want to put a bit of sauce on it, you got to pay 60 cents per sauce, packet of sauce. I'm going to take my own bottle next time.
Yes.
I just thought it was a bit much, you're paying like $8, $10 for a pie. You'd think they'd chuck in the sauce for free.
Yes.
They had it under the counter like it was a premium item.
Yeah, or like a lot of things, just have the big squeezy bottle here and you can get yourself a bit of sauce. Look, you use X, and obviously in your business, social media is very important, formerly known as Twitter. And this stoush between our e-safety commissioner and X over the Wakeley stabbing videos, which Elon Musk has refused to sort of take down. Interesting, a couple of other people have been allowed to intervene in the matter on behalf of internet users outside Australia. This is the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Justice Kennett's decided that the parties had a right to be heard despite arguments to the contrary from the e-safety. And it's all about, they said, the international perspective and freedom of speech and freedom of the internet. Interesting development, that one, Stephen.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that this is the fact that they've sort of waded into the argument is a real blow for what Australians wanted to achieve in taking that video down. They thought the initial thought was to geo-block it for Australia, but these people have come in and said, well, what's to stop other countries adopting the same? The same view as Australia, and so they thought they saw that as a threat to freedom of speech, which is why they've waded into it, which is a real blow for us. It's basically now three against one. It's like the E-Safety Commission's now got all these other bodies to battle as well. So E-Safety Commissioner's intention was to take this. Well, some people may consider that offensive material down, but again, people's right to express themselves and their freedom of speech, they see that as maybe suppressing that freedom of speech.
It
just really depends on how you look at it.
One of the lawyers who's acting for these two American conglomerates said that if an Australian court makes a global takedown order, it might signal to other countries that they can impose similar orders under their own laws. And they said, in other words, if it can happen in Australia, there's nothing to stop it from happening. Myanmar, Iran.
It could set a precedent. So they're worried about that. And the less freedom, that means they feel threatened. They're fighting it out still.
Netflix, I know a lot of people surprised at that. Mike Tyson, Paul, the YouTube fight, that's going to be on Netflix. But I see they've upped their prices this year and introduced ads in their basic plans as well.
Yeah, well, Netflix have had ads in the basic plan for a little while, and there are a lot of customers who like that, so the ad-supported, sort of a bit like YouTube. If you don't have the YouTube premium, you're basically getting ads. But in Netflix's case, they've also increased the top tier price by $3 a month. Netflix structure their plans. It's an interesting way they do it because everyone's got a 4K TV, right? You can't not buy a 4K TV. So if you want to stream something, you want to stream it in 4K. Netflix only has the top tier is the only tier you can watch 4K. So it's everything.
Okay.
It's everything or nothing if you want to watch 4K. You've got to go all the way to the top. So if you've got, if you're someone like a couple, no kids or whatever, maybe an older couple with kids have moved out, you want to watch 4K, you've got to pay top dollar, $26 a month, I think it is now, and that's the one that gives you four different profiles. There should be something in between to maybe have two profiles 4K. Yeah. But there's a big jump. But, you know, I think we're going to talk also about Prime Video. Prime.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit cheeky what they're doing, right?
Yep,
so
yep.
I'm a Prime customer. I got Prime Video, and that's great. But what they're going to do, they're going to introduce ads. And if you don't want the ads, you need to pay an extra $2.99 a month to get rid of the ads.
Yeah.
So that's a bit cheeky. They're bringing ads in where they didn't exist. So that wasn't the tier you're paying for. But they're going to give it to you anyway. And if you don't want it,
you've got
to
pay.
Pay the extra freight.
Yeah.
A little bit cheeky there.
Very cheeky. A number of sort of EV and, other initiatives. I noticed they're subsidising batteries now in New South Wales, they announced, and rolling out hundreds of curbside electric vehicle charging points. This is in New South Wales. Part of the Minns government's multi-million dollar pledge to boost consumer uptake and also confidence, Stephen.
Yeah, it's about time, mate. This is a good move. I think that one of the barriers for a lot of customers, a lot of drivers adopting an EV is they don't have off-street parking. They can't park their car and charge it overnight, which is what a lot of us do, right? So with these, this initiative includes street-side chargers. So I know in parts of Europe and in the US as well, there are a lot of parking meters that happen to also be chargers. So if you're just parking, you can charge your car at the same time. So if we're giving more options to charge, so there's a lot more chargers, more infrastructure, then that's more likely to move the needle for people to making the switch to EVs. Because a lot of people are still a bit tentative because they've got that range anxiety, thinking, well, if I can't charge at home or at work, where the hell am I going to charge this thing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to make it to work or if they might have a commute. You know, they might have to drive like 100 k's a day.
Mm.
But knowing that they've got this infrastructure is going to be in place soon gives them that peace of mind, I think, to make the decision. And I think the last month, the 10% of all new car sales were EV, so it's really moving.
Yeah, all right, 10%. I don't know whether you saw that story about people charging their EVs overnight, and because of the price of copper, and because of the amount of copper in those charging cables, these rat bags have been cutting off the cables. You know, you come out in your car and the cable's missing because of the price of copper. It's scrap metal. People have been actually cutting off the cords, apparently, over in the US.
They need to make them stronger.
Yeah.
Make them out of Teflon or something.
Yeah.
They can't cut them. But there's a lot of people who charge their cars overnight. There are a lot of the electricity companies have special plans so that you can charge your car overnight, like between 12 and like 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. I know a lot of drivers that they get the off peak rate. So basically, they can charge their car completely. Costs them like about $20 a month. It's pretty cheap. Yeah.
All right. Good to talk to you as always. Rabbitohs get another 2 points.
On a Wednesday too, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem, mate. Have a good week.
We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, look forward to that. Stephen Fenwick, our IT and gadget guru. His website again: techguide.com.au.